with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden has signed the proclamation as the White House tries to neutralize immigration. The president's order would bar illegal immigrants from being granted asylum when U.S. officials deem the southern border to be overwhelmed. Former President Trump says Biden has surrendered the southern border. Meanwhile, Arizona lawmakers expected to take a final vote on a proposal that would ask voters to make it a state crime for non-citizens to enter the state through Mexico at any location other than a port of entry. If it clears the Arizona House, it would be sent to the November 5th ballot for voters to decide. Also at SRNNews.com, Attorney General Merrick Garland is rebuking what he describes as unprecedented attacks on the Justice Department. House Judiciary Committee member Matt Gaetz tells Garland that the conduct of the Justice Department against former President Trump will besmirch the DOJ for years to come.
No one's going to buy this. No one's going to believe it. It's going to create great disruption. And I am saddened by it because, like you, I have given my life to the law. I care deeply about the law. And I think that the lawfare we've seen against President Trump will do great damage well beyond our time in public service.
Garland says Justice Department employees face baseless and extremely dangerous falsehoods.
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented and they are unfounded. These attacks have not, and they will not, influence our decision-making.
Republicans have moved to hold the Attorney General in contempt for the Biden administration's refusal to hand over audio of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 185 points, the NASDAQ adding 42. This is SRN News. More Methodists are quitting.
The Ivory Coast Conference of the United Methodist Church, representing about 1 million members, has formally announced its decision to abandon the UMC. At issue is the denomination's recent decision to legalize gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Most, if not all, of the African members of the UMC are expected to eventually leave over the marriage issue, along with conservative congregations all around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court rejecting a challenge to one of the strongest abortion laws in the U.S. following a suit by women who had serious pregnancy complications. Critics say the ban does not offer enough clarity over when exceptions are allowed. The court says the law's exceptions are broad enough and that doctors would be misinterpreting the law if they declined to perform an abortion when the mother's life is in danger. This is SRN News. Sandy Hook Elementary School families have asked a bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones Media Company.
The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdict. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
Most Americans still are not sold on electric cars. A poll shows high prices and a lack of charging stations, major sticking points. That poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.